Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Deputies arrest man on felony charges after violent home altercation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 43-year-old man was arrested on multiple felony charges early Saturday morning after an alleged break-in and fight at a residence on Jack Smith Road. According to Campbell County Sheriff's Lieutenant Dan Mall, Raul Martinez allegedly entered a 35-year-old man's home without permission while several people, including Martinez's fiance, were inside. Authorities said a fight broke out between the two men. During the altercation, the 35-year-old reportedly armed himself with a large knife, while Martinez allegedly grabbed a bedpost he had broken from a bed. Investigators say Martinez then threw the other man into a wall, causing injuries. A roommate intervened and forced Martinez out of the home before deputies arrived. Martinez fled the area but was later found and arrested in the BNSF Railway Donkey Creek rail yard with blood and injuries to his hands and wrist. Martinez was arrested on charges of aggravated burglary, aggravated assault, and felony property destruction after allegedly damaging a family heirloom bed. The victim declined medical transport at the scene. Wyoming revises rural health care funding plan after federal pushback. Wyoming officials say the state is slowly moving forward with plans to strengthen rural health care services after federal regulators rejected one of the state's key funding ideas. According to WyoFile, the state was awarded $205 million through the Trump administration's Rural Health Transformation Program, designed to help stabilize rural hospitals and healthcare providers. Wyoming's original application included a proposed investment perpetuity fund intended to generate long-term revenue for healthcare programs. But Wyoming Department of Health Director Stefan Johannesson told lawmakers Thursday that federal officials signaled the proposal would not be approved because of federal regulations. State officials also dropped a proposal for a state-run emergency health care insurance program after concerns from lawmakers. Even with those changes, Wyoming still plans to use the funding for programs supporting rural hospitals, emergency medical services, workforce training, and preventative health care initiatives. Johannesson said the state recently submitted an amended proposal and hopes federal approval could come within days or weeks. Lawmakers were told the state remains about a month behind schedule because of negotiations with federal officials, but health leaders say funding could still provide long-term help for Wyoming's struggling rural health care system. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.